92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thousands of people here in Madison may have been exposed to measles. A UW student who lives off campus has tested positive. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County say the student likely caught it during international travel. But around campus, there are lots of people in a small area. That means lots could have been exposed. PHMDC staff say they've notified 4,000 people that they should keep an eye out for measles symptoms and check their vaccination records. The person who tested positive visited mostly spots on campus, plus the Qdoba on Park Street. Usually, symptoms of measles start 7 to 14 days after infection and can look like just about any other illness, with a cough, high fever, and runny nose. A few days after that is when you typically start to see signs that really look like measles. That often begins with white spots in the mouth, and then a few days after that, the classic red flat spots show up. They usually begin on the face and hairline and then spread down the rest of the body. So that means you can have measles for 3 weeks before you even know it. Of course, the country is in the middle of the biggest outbreak in decades. The nation has had about 600 cases of measles so far this year, and it's only the start of February. Dr. Alok Patel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is very unusual for a country that eliminated measles. That means no local spread in the year 2000. And 26 years later, here's where we are. Now, to give you a sense of what 600 cases in a month looks like, last year there was almost 3,000 cases. If we continue this rate right now, we'll hit over 7,000 cases in 2026. That's only what's reported.
All over Wisconsin, vaccination rates have dropped. Lots of people get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine when they're kids. But if you're not sure if you got one, you can check the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. You can now vote early in the spring primary. Early absentee voting began yesterday all over Wisconsin. Here in Madison, there are three races on the ballot for Dane County Court Commissioner and County Supervisor for Districts 12 and 15. The most accessible early voting locations are at Madison Public Libraries. And across the country, young people are in crisis. More kids report experiencing mental health struggles than ever before. Isabella Nieto reports on how more students don't feel like they belong.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
That's Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to look out for changes in their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, SNAP recipients are required to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis. Parts of Wisconsin are being left hung out to dry by the Trump administration. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
Governor Tony Evers is criticizing the Trump administration for again denying federal disaster aid for six Wisconsin counties hit hard by storms and flooding last August. The request covered Milwaukee, Waukesha, Door, Grant, Ozaukee, and Washington counties. According to the governor, FEMA gave no reason for turning down the state. Evers says those communities are facing more than $26 million in infrastructure damage and need help rebuilding. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
In Wisconsin, you need a photo ID to vote. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska explains how to get yours.
If you need identification to vote in the spring primary, the Wisconsin DMV says you can get one for free if you've never received a form of Wisconsin ID, such as a driver's license. Residents of Wisconsin are required to show an ID in order to vote. There's no separate voter ID needed to cast a ballot, and you also don't need a real ID to vote either. If you're a U.S. citizen and have reached voting age but don't have any form of photo identification, you can apply for an ID with the DMV. You'll need a proof of Wisconsin and U.S. residency or legal residency status, date of birth, name, and identity. The application forms are available on the DMV website. You can also visit your local DMV service center or contact the voter ID hotline at 844-588-1069. Reporting for Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The 2026 spring primary is February 17th. The spring election is April 7th. Following a string of confirmed measles cases over the last few weeks, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is again encouraging residents to check their MMR vaccination status. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
Following a string of confirmed measles cases over the last few weeks, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is again encouraging residents to check their MMR vaccination status. There have been three confirmed measles cases since January 26th in Waukesha County, Dane County, and Walworth County. All three involved individuals who had traveled recently, two internationally and one domestically. The agency has notified anyone else who may have come into contact with them. Measles is highly contagious and can infect 90% of unvaccinated individuals who come into contact with it. Symptoms like high fevers, conjunctivitis, and a rash with raised bumps can develop within 3 weeks. It can also cause more serious health complications like brain damage. Measles outbreaks have become more common over recent years, both nationally and internationally, as vaccination rates decline. Residents can check their vaccination status online through the DHS Wisconsin Immunization Registry. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin counties and municipalities are getting a major boost for road work this year. Governor Tony Evers and the State Department of Transportation say that more than $151 million has gone out to help repair and maintain local roads and connecting highways. The money comes from the current state budget, which provides the largest general transportation aid funding in Wisconsin's history. Since 2019, the administration reports more than 9,600 miles of roads and 2,400 bridges have been improved statewide. In total, local governments are expected to receive more than $750 million in transportation aid in 2026. Wisconsin drivers are saying yes, please, to some new license plate designs. Here's Connie Fellman.
Wisconsinites are loving their retro license plates. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says they've issued more than 10,000 of the new blackout and retro yellow license plates in just the first month since they debuted. The blackout plates feature white letters on a black background. The retro plates are a throwback to the 70s when we had yellow, cheese-colored, if you will, license plates with black lettering. Each plate has a one-time $15 issuance fee and a $25 annual fee, and you don't have to wait until it's time to renew your plates to order the new ones. For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman.
The DOT estimates more than 500,000 blackout plates will be on our Wisconsin roads within 3 years. This week is Take a Friend Snowmobiling Week across Wisconsin. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has that story.
The DNR is encouraging riders to invite someone new out on the trails to introduce more people to the sport. Officials say riding with a friend isn't just more fun, it's also safer. They're reminding snowmobilers to ride sober, stay on marked trails, slow down, and always check trail conditions before heading out. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1985 must have a snowmobile safety certificate to legally operate a sled in Wisconsin. The DNR also stresses that ice is never completely safe and recommends wearing proper gear, including a life jacket or float coat when riding over frozen water. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
More information on safety classes and trail updates can be found on the DNR's snowmobiling webpage. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers with the upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers went into number 8th ranked Illinois as 10-point underdogs. They battled through overtime and won 92-90 over the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard.
You guys all saw this. I mean, what heck of a college basketball game between two really, really good teams. You know, Illinois got so many weapons and so many good players and do such a great job of putting you in precarious positions defensively. We executed as well as, you know, we wanted to be able to get 14 offensive rebounds ourselves and hold them to 8.
NBA, the Bucks face the Magic again tonight at the Kia Center in Orlando. Baseball, Brewers fans asking, why would Matt Arnold give up third baseman Caleb Durbin and utility player Andrew Monasterio for two left-handed pitchers?
It's no longer just the five-man rotation and, you know, every guy's going to give you 200 innings anymore. It's a combination of your entire staff.
As Brewers general manager Matt Arnold with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and a little warmer with a high right around 41. We're going to keep temps going up into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.